This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A new European restaurant in downtown Austin overlooks Shoal Creek and promises impeccable service in a casual setting. So, is it delivering? Joining us for his take is Austin American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hey, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
What is the restaurant we're talking about?
It is called Prelogs, P-R-E-L-O-G apostrophe S, and it is the surname of the chef and owner, Florian Prelog.
And where is it? What can you tell me about the background of this place?
It's in the base of the 360 condominium tower, which is right there off 3rd Street along Shoal Creek. It used to be the home to Garrido's, which was a longtime restaurant from a veteran Austin chef, David Garrido, who's now over at Dine at the Radisson. And this is, as I said, from Florian Prelog. He is an Austrian chef, and it's his first restaurant job in the United States.
This is an area where there's a lot of change going on, right?
That's right. The Austin Music Hall will soon be torn down, and an office building is going up there. If you take the footbridge across Shoal Creek, the new Seaholm development, other buildings are going up over there. So literally and figuratively, Prelog sits at this bridge between Austin's past and future. It doesn't get a ton of foot traffic right now, and there's going to be other construction going up around there. So I think that'll help the restaurant as it grows. And I think their food is good enough to give them some staying power to keep them around to see Austin develop.
Let me ask you about that. What's on the menu?
Well, they have an a la carte menu, and they also do fixed menus. So they have a 3-course for $44 and a 5-course for $65. But I really like the selection from the a la carte menu. So when I've been to dinner there, I ordered off a la carte. One of my favorite things, it's very indicative of the delicacy but assertiveness of their dishes, is this really great pea ravioli that was bathed in corn broth and hidden beneath a bounty of snap peas and carrots and matchstick apples and curled radishes. Is really one of the best pasta dishes I've had in months. They do great things with fish. He cures this supple Arctic char with salt and sugar, coriander, anise, and some citrus zest. It gives a nice, sweet, floral flavor to the fish that's also served with fennel and orange slices. So that's a nice, bright dish. He gives body to another fish dish using a bacon broth and fingerling potatoes for this twirl of poached trout that was excellent. So I'm a big fan of his fish dishes.
Anything that would be very familiar to your typical Austin diner at this European restaurant?
So he has an interesting and kind of a playful take on brisket in homage to his new hometown. He brines the meat for 3 days, and then he cooks it sous vide style for 3 days.
Which is in a bag in a temperature-controlled tub of water.
That's exactly right. And then he finishes it with a torch that is fueled by these cherry wood chips. And so he'll put a quick torch on it to give it that essence of smoke. And I've seen them cover it up and then bring it out, and they lift the lid from the plate, and so the smoke kind of wafts up. And so that's a really wonderful take on barbecue that he also serves with a medium-rare petite tender, popcorn crumble, and a really great eggplant puree. So that's a fun little homage to Central Texas, where he moved last year with his wife, Romana, who runs the front of house at the restaurant. Of course, there's other things Austin restaurant diners will recognize. There's a chicken liver pate that's excellent, infused with Armagnac, so you get some nice light raisin notes there. There's Brussels sprouts, because Austin. And there's also pork belly, which I ordered as little sliders, which I really enjoyed, and I'm kind of over pork belly, so I was pleasantly surprised by that.
What about this impeccable service they promise on their website?
You know, they have really friendly service. I'm not sure that the level of knowledge of some of the staff is quite up to par with the chefs. And the chefs, you can see in this great open kitchen, and depending on where you sit in the dining room, you can kind of watch the chefs do their job. And some of them come out, and I've seen them interacting with guests. So there's definitely an earnestness there. And there's, you know, a friendliness that goes along with the fine dining setting that kind of tempers the stuffiness of it.
Anything you didn't like food-wise?
You know, there was a take on a shrimp cocktail dish that was kind of messy, I remember, that I wasn't crazy about. But for the most part, I really enjoyed my dinners there. I would recommend it to people. I think the logo kind of has a bit of a 90s European flair to it. There are some aesthetic touches that feel a little dated or a little kitschy, but those are fairly easily overlooked thanks to the food.
And what about, I mean, it sounds kind of fancy. What's the pricing like?
You know, it's typical fine dining. It's not extreme. You might pay anywhere from $24 to $32 for an entree. If you have a first course, you know, $8 to $14, a couple of glasses of wine. So you'll be in the triple digits for sure for a dinner for two, but it's worth the price, in my opinion.
All right. Overall, it sounds like you liked it.
I did enjoy it. They also serve lunch, which I haven't been to yet, and I haven't been to their brunch either, but I'm really intrigued by looking at the menu for their brunch, so I think I might go check that out in the coming weeks.
Okay, well, you can read the full review of Prelogs at Austin360.com or in Friday's print edition of the Austin American Statesman. It's on the cover of the 360 section. Matthew Odom, restaurant critic for the Austin American Statesman, thanks for your time, man.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.